Test 71, Section 2, Question 17. Now, this is an inference question, and it's actually one that's probably worth diagramming up. So it says, if a motor is sound insulated, it's quiet enough to use in home appliances. So if sound insulated, you can use it in home. If it's quiet enough to use in home, it can be used in industrial. So if quiet enough for home, then used in industrial. So now we have an A leads to B, B leads to C. So sound insulated, quiet enough for home, then institutional. None of the motors manufactured by EM are quiet enough to use in home applications. So they're not quiet enough for home applications. And that means we also know that they're not sound insulated. But we don't know about whether or not they can be used in institutional settings, because it just we just know that if it is quiet enough for home, it's quiet enough for institutional, but not if it's not quiet enough for home, it's not institutional. So really the only thing we know is that none of the motors are sound insulated. So if a motor can be used institutional, then it's sound insulated. That's going backwards on our if-then chain. B, none of the motors manufactured by EM is sound insulated. We know that, because if they were, it would be quiet enough for home, and they're not. So that's basically just the correct contrapositive of the first sentence. At least some of the motors manufactured by EM can be used in institutional. We don't have proof one way or the other on that. If a motor is quiet enough in home, then it's sound insulated. Backwards on the arrow on our first if-then. None of the motors manufactured by EM can be used in institutional. We don't know that they can't. And again, that would be another bad if-then off of the second. And so therefore, B is definitely our best answer.